2019 NAFQ Annual Conference in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Rom McDaniel from Q2 or Q2 Open.
Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes. And you have something interesting to talk about, and it's credit unions. You guys are helping credit unions connect with partners and fintechs, kind of an indirect partnership.
That's right. So, yeah, absolutely. So very often, you know, Q2 is a company that's been around for 15 years, yep. and we work with community banks and credit unions to strengthen the community by strengthening the financial institutions that serve them. I think we can do that by helping our credit unions compete with fintech, but I think as we've seen the explosive growth of alternative financial institutions and fintech companies, you know, over the last 3 years, I think we realized that it was crucial that we find a role to play for community banks and credit unions in the fintech economy. I think when we looked at that, you know, we saw that some of the same system integration challenges that we face as a technology vendor are really related to the legacy technology that lives underneath the waterline at the credit union. Systems that I think power the full service credit union very, very well in a physical centric world or in a full service world sometimes don't accommodate a partnership with a company like a fintech, for example, because those systems, while they work very well in full service and in the branch, don't contemplate the existence of the internet. They don't have APIs, they're proprietary in nature, the middleware costs to operate, they are, I don't want to say this pejoratively, but they're kind of bloated sometimes with features that are not really relevant to that, so there's a lot of cost associated with that. So we created a group at Q2 called Q2 Open, and Q2 Open is an open portfolio of APIs that really has two components. One is related to the payment space, where we're aggregating merchants, aggregating users' credentials at the merchants that they pay, Amazon, Uber, Hulu, the utility company, the cell phone company, and giving credit unions an alternative to traditional bill pay by migrating those system, those payments from the cost center of ACH to the revenue center of an interchange generating card transaction, right? So migrating people from traditional bill pay or maybe even enhancing the user's experience that don't use traditional bill pay, enhancing that with a card-based payment product that generates interchange. That's one part of it. The other part of it is a lightweight, complementary, cloud-based core system. Can't run the whole credit union, but it's purpose-built to serve standalone lines of business, such as partnerships. So whereas today, credit unions who are working with an indirect partner might have that company sign up a customer and then send them to the credit union via ClickOut, where they open an account and then fill out a form or something that allows that company to do something, which feels a little clunky and means that you have to work with two different parties. Instead, you can create a seamless experience where that potential member can stay within the experience provided by the indirect partner and have a very fast, very seamless account opening and onboarding experience and become a member without having to leave the site or traverse the walls of two things, because we're all operating in real time in an open way. So by doing this, we think we're going to have, you know, greater efficiencies, but certainly lower costs, but also a better member experience and a better and a higher quality of partnership that allows the credit union to extend the social reach of the community.
Rom, you're like the perfect interview, because I ask you one question and away you go.
Yeah, that's what my kids say. All they got to do is ask me one question.
So, I mean, so what are your goals with this product? Obviously, world domination would be great, but in reality, what do you want? You guys want to offer credit unions? Obviously, this efficiency and the cost savings is huge.
I think what we're really focused on is making sure that we don't live in a world where fintechs or alternative, you know, alternative financial institutions are exclusively able to partner with giant financial institutions that have a lot of development expertise and have the ability to roll things out. You know, I think what we want to do is make sure that credit unions are in a position to benefit as these point product apps grow. You know, I think we believe that credit unions are the best source, certainly of among the best sources for high quality lending products and financial advice for most people. And if we can extend that to power the growth of these really great new digital experiences, then that's a win for everybody. So the fintech world, I think for me personally, I would like to see credit unions beginning to look at fintechs as a potential source of growth and not necessarily pure competition.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because when the fintechs were coming onto the scene, they still are, it was a very, we were right. crazy, oh, we're scared of them.
Right,
yeah,
right,
oh
sure.
my gosh, but now we can partner with them,
well,
which is, I think,
they don't
want to
get charters, is
exactly.
the thing. I mean, they don't, I mean, you know, if you're a company that's really focused on development and experience and design and innovative problem solving, you may or may not want to go through the process and the hiring of the specialized expertise and the understanding of compliance and regulatory issues that it takes to get a charter to be a financial institution. So really it lets both partners do what they do well.
Mm-hmm.
The credit union gets to focus on being a financial institution, handling risk, handling accounts in a compliant way, providing a high quality member environment that's very secure.
Mm-hmm.
And also lending money out in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fintech really focuses on providing the experience and reaching the new potential members.
Yeah. Down the line, maybe not, obviously not today, but down the line, I would love to talk to a credit union and see how it's worked for them. Provide some like examples, some real life anecdotes of how this really works for them. That'd be awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Very
we'd
cool.
love to.
All right. Well, where can we find out more information on this?
Q2ebanking.com and click on Q2 Open.
There you go. All right, Rom. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it.
Well,